The Emirates Group's been collaborating with GE, Tislac Digital. What they're trying to do is develop an incubator. It's called the Intellect Incubator, which means takeoff in Arabic, which fits quite nicely, I think. The incubator was designed for innovators, entrepreneurs, students from across the UAE, and it's an opportunity to submit a business concept. All submissions focused on the travel and aviation sector, and what they're trying to do, this I think is good news for all of us, is make passengers' travel journeys simpler, better, or even more exciting. Now, Aya Sada is the program director of Intellect. She's with us. Aya, good of you to come in.
Thank you so much, Tim.
You're welcome. Nice to see you. And Yadushan Mahendran is the founder and CEO of the Conceptualizers, which is one of four winning teams. Yadushan, nice to see you as well.
Thanks for having us.
So this started, Aya, in September in terms of getting teams together, didn't it, and working on ideas. But where did the original concept come from for this?
So the original concept came from doing things that are more innovative now. So essentially what all the corporations have been doing so far is following the process of today.
Right.
But what they're more excited about is following the process of tomorrow. And to get to that stage, they had to unearth and source the right entrepreneurs and innovators in the community of the UAE to come out and present new ideas. So what happened with Intellect since September is we found the top four winners. The four winning teams each presented new ideas that are contributing to the future of travel.
Okay, so you've got a number of things that were put forward. Let me just bring Yadushan in here for a second and consider your entry since you're here. Now, your group is an all-student group. You are still at university.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yep. It's going pretty well for you. We'll come to exactly how well it's gone for you in a second. But essentially what you've done... Now, this seems really simple, but I suppose... I always think the best ideas come from, you know, the simplest of things, and then they blossom. But what you're trying to do and what you have created is a brand new food tray.
Yeah, that's essentially it. I mean, right. Just like you said, it's something so basic. But, I mean, the economy food tray hasn't been changed for over 60 years. So, you know, we saw it as an opportunity, came in new materials, technology, and try to revolutionize it, and got the attention of key stakeholders who were interested in it.
So I suppose a lot of people would think, well, if it ain't broke, it's a tray, don't fix it. So how is your tray different? Because, you know, a simple tray, you can fit, I suppose, a number of different dishes on, and that's what we see on most airlines. But, I mean, how does yours differ?
Right, so we looked at the dynamics from the airline. We used a new material. So for a legacy airline like Emirates Airlines, we'd be able to save something like $12 million a year on fuel savings. Adding in functionality and adaptivity as well as sustainability by, you know, putting in a bit of technology and new materials, and making sure that customers and airlines can interact better in a growing age where people want to interact more with the airline and airlines want to interact more with their customers.
That's an incredible saving in terms of fuel costs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think your tray is like 80% lighter than the trays that we currently see on a plane. What else about the tray makes it, you know, more functional, better to use than a normal tray?
Right. So one of the key functions was we worked with over 40 Emirates Airlines cabin crew, and we looked at their ergonomic posture, so to make it easier and better for them to serve. And we actually ran a live pilot phase from Dubai to Maldives with our products on board the aircraft, where we used different test facilities to actually test and see if it worked, which it did. And then from a passenger's perspective as well, so during turbulence or if they're walking around, things don't get knocked over. And finally, once you're done dining, you always want to use the washroom, but you can't.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
So we developed a mechanism where you can actually store your tray, and you could have easy access to the aisle to use the washroom or just have some extra space between your full stomach and the seat in front of you.
I think that is the most important thing that you've done.
Did you notice? Sally Musa doesn't have a eureka moment every day, but that was, and we've recorded that.
I was going to ask you about it, but you've already thought of it, which is brilliant, because oftentimes, you know, I've got two kids, right? You've got kids around you. They've just finished. They've finished early because they've eaten before everybody else, right? And they want to get up and use the bathroom, and you can't get up because the trays are just brilliant. Okay, you've sold me there. But you've got some good news, Aya, in terms of Yadusha's team and what they've accomplished. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, sure. So we just received word this morning that our hosting partner, DTEC, is actually going to waive their fees for their license fee for an entire year and offer them two flexi desks at no cost. And I think this is a huge step, not just for the team, but for entrepreneurs to realize the value in having part in Intilak. So it comes with lots of benefits.
I mean, that's a really, really positive thing. You're at university. Did you think that I'm going to redesign a tray and then all of a sudden I'm going to have to think entrepreneurially about this? I'm going to have to start a business, because effectively you're going to have to do it now.
Of course. And honestly, not really. I mean, it was just a couple of months back when Aya, Salah and Mia walked in, and you know, we just walked in because we could cut class, and it just turned out from that to coming up with an innovation and, you know, pushing through many teams and sitting with, you know, three other teams that have amazing scope and amazing talent. So it's a dream come true, in other words.
Well, you are one of four winners, to be fair. There are others. Dubs has done a baggage transport application, you kind of travel app, and there is a hardware, software, IoT technology to check bags in from the car, called Storage Eye, I think. So we need to get more details of that. Now we are out of time, unfortunately. I just wanted to point out, Aya, that phase two has begun, hasn't it? And you're accepting entries for a second phase in the competition.
Yes, if you go to www.intilak.com, submissions are open right now, and we'll be closing them off September 15th, announcing the winners on the 25th. And then we launch October 1st. So our new cohort, and hopefully the top four winners, will be selected on October 7th of 2017.
Okay, hopefully next time I'm flying, it's a new tray on there and I can get up and wander around, if of course it's safe to do so.
Yes.
And the seatbelt light is switched off. I understand the safety procedures. So that's tremendous. ISN is Program Director of Intilak. Yadushin Mahendran, founder and CEO of The Conceptualizers. They're the people behind the new tray, potentially. One of four winning teams in the first phase of Intilak. Good to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.